Blog Talk Radio.
Benson Feck and Will Macron will be giving their playoff predictions at the season one today, and I will be also doing by myself the All-Star Game debate. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of their show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And well, we have an exciting show today, which basically goes through all the teams that would make the playoffs today if the season were to end, and then see where we have in the winning the World Series, and how close everything's going to be. And I'm just excited because last week we didn't do this on Thursday, but we're doing this Thursday, and we'll be most likely be doing it every Thursday, just as we started doing that in April when we first started the show.
Yeah, definitely very exciting episode today.
All right, so we're going to start off with the American League. And just to start off real quick, we're going to do a tiebreaker in the AL Central because Kansas City and Minnesota are tied. And Will, who do you have winning that tiebreaker game, the Royals or the Twins?
I mean, I just think the Minnesota just got hot in the month of May, but I think overall Kansas City is a lot stronger of a team, so I would have to go with them.
I'm going with Kansas City too here. I mean, even Minnesota's going to make the playoffs as the first wild card in this scenario. But, I mean, Kansas City, I think, is just a better team right now and right here. All right, so, and then in the American League, we have a big tiebreaker between the Tigers, Angels, and Rays for that second and final spot in the American League wild card. And what we're going to do here, Will, is we're going to do basically a round-robin play, and then we're going to take the two best teams out of those and put them into one game. All right, so first we're going to do the Detroit Tigers versus the Los Angeles Angels. Who do you have in this?
I'm going to have the Detroit Tigers. I mean, this team really hasn't reached, I think, its max potential other than what they started off the year. And I think the LA Angels are a little overrated in my perspective, so I think the Detroit Tigers will be winning that game.
I mean, in my mind, I think the Tigers are going to win this game, too, because they have the pitching to do it, and they also have enough hitting. I mean, the Angels, as you said, are in some ways overrated because of their magical season that they had last year. But right now, they're 20-26, which isn't fantastic by any means. And overall, I just think Detroit is a better team in this game. But just because Los Angeles lost in this doesn't mean they still can't get back. All right, so now that we've determined that, who do you think would win between the Detroit Tigers and the Tampa Bay Rays?
Well, first of all, I just have to say that the Detroit Tigers are 2-8 in their last 10 games and have lost 7 straight. So, I mean, this team, they're in a very rough spot in their season right now. And I would at least expect Detroit to be past Minnesota later down the season. But for this game, Detroit-Tampa Bay, I'm going to have to go with Detroit again. Like you said, their pitching is just one of the best starting five in the league, and I'm going to have to go with them on that one.
All right, so that tells that Los Angeles Angels and Tampa Bay Rays are out. Detroit Tigers, along with the Kansas City Royals and Minnesota Twins, after the American League Central tiebreaker. So now after that's settled, we have the American League wildcard game, where we see the Twins and the Tigers go after. I mean, who do you think is going to win this game? Twins will be the home team, the Tigers will be on the road.
Well, if we were saying today, I would definitely have to go with the Minnesota Twins. But like I said, the Detroit Tigers, they're a very strong team that's just in a rough spot right now, losing 7 straight, so I would have to have Detroit going on.
I mean, I'm right with you, too. I mean, they're in a rough patch right now, but they're only 4 games back of the division, really, because they just beat each other up so much that the division is going to be a low win mount. They can still get back. But in this game, even though the Minnesota fans are obviously going to be out there and cheering for their Twins, I just think the Tigers will prevail because they have, even though the Twins do have somewhat starting pitching, all, but the Tigers have much better. And that really is the big difference in the wild card game because, I mean, you saw last year with how good Madison Bumgarner was. And, I mean, that was a deciding factor. And basically that's a deciding factor in almost every single playoff game.
Yeah, definitely. Starting pitching is just so key come October.
All right, now time. The number one team in the American League, Houston Astros, going up against the Detroit Tigers. Who do you have?
I am going to have the Houston Astros. And I know this is a big shocker. No one thought they would be here right now, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Houston in the playoffs. I mean, I know it's 162-game season. I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but I just think they're a lot better team than people expect and wouldn't be surprised at all if we see them come up October.
I mean, I'm, again, right with you here because I think the Tigers are obviously a good team, but Houston, I mean, they haven't had a winning season since 2008. I mean, their fans are obviously going to be in full force if they make the playoffs, which I probably think they will. I mean, they're the number one team in the American League. It rarely happens that they'll stumble. They'd have to stumble a lot to not make the playoffs. But I just think the Astros are a better team overall than the Detroit Tigers. And because Detroit has lost a lot of their key components, and they are an older team than the Detroit Tigers, even though they have the more experience and have probably could win the series. I think the Astros overall are the better, younger team in this situation. We saw what that Royals did. Once they got a taste of winning, they really started winning. And maybe that's what will happen with the Astros this year.
Yeah, that would be very exciting to see them in the playoffs.
All right, now we have the Kansas City Royals going up against the New York Yankees. Well, who do you have here?
I'm going to have to go with the Kansas City. I mean, they have a pretty better record than them now. And I just think they're one of the, if not the best team in baseball. They're just so complete with the best bullpen in the major leagues. They're going to be very hard to stop.
I'm going to have to go to the Kansas City Royals too here because, I mean, you have to admit, the Yankees, I mean, they were all shocked that they're here at this point right now. I mean, they don't have outstanding starting pitching. I mean, they're probably eighth right now is Michael Pineda, who going up against Jordano Ventura actually will be a pretty good matchup. I think he's the better in this scenario, and obviously the ace is a big key component. But top to bottom, the Royals have a better pitching staff. Top to bottom, they seem to be a lot more clutch in the playoffs. And the Yankees, I mean, they're an older team, and I just don't think they'd prevail in a series against the younger, better Royals.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Royals weren't very strong.
All right, so now for the American League Championship Series, we have the Houston Astros going up against the Kansas City Royals. Two young teams going at it. And, Will, I mean, I'm really looking forward to see who you have here.
I'm, again, going to have to go with the Royals, but I think if this were to happen in real life, I would definitely have to say this would be one of the best series that we've ever seen, and I would definitely expect a game seven, close game, every single one. So I would have to have the Royals again going to the World Series.
I mean, in my mind, the Royals, again, are the better team. The Astros, obviously, if they were to make this far, it would be a magical run for them. And you could compare it to the Pirates making the National League Divisional Series after the 20-some years, but they've been 5 years now, no, 7 years without a winning season. So it's obviously amazing that they would be able to get this far and go to a Game 7 against the Royals. But the Royals are a better team, and that's why I have to go with them here. Because, top to bottom again, Dallas Keuchel has been amazing for the Astros, but the Royals just have been more clutch throughout, and that's why I'm going to have to pick them to win here.
Yes.
And then, I mean, I think this is what all Pirates fans are going to want in the National League. As of right now, the Giants would be playing at PNC Park again against the Pirates. And, I mean, as of right now, it would probably be a Gerrit Cole-Madison Bumgarner matchup. And, obviously, Pirates fans do not like Madison Bumgarner. And, personally, this is honestly what I want to see if the Pirates don't win the division, is for them to have to play the Giants at home again and hopefully get their revenge with a win.
For this game, I would have to have the Pittsburgh Pirates, just because what they showed this past week, or this past week, sweeping that three-game series at the Giants' home field. I just think the Giants, it's an odd number, and as we know, they're not going to win very many World Series when it's an odd number, and for that, I just think the Pirates are going to have the edge over the San Francisco Giants.
I mean, even though the Pirates are going to be at home in this game, and even though they're going to have Gerrit Cole on the mound, and even though obviously it's a big game for fans and everything, the Giants just seem to always win in the playoffs. And even though it's an odd number year, as you said, I just think they're the better team in this scenario because they're a well-rounded team defensively and offensively. So even though I'm a huge Pittsburgh Pirates fan, I mean, what I'm seeing logically here is that the San Francisco Giants would win a one-game playoff against Pittsburgh Pirates, even though it is on the road, and it will be back-to-back years. But I just think Madison Bumgarner has a playoff moment. Okay, he had it last year all throughout. I think this is going to be another one of them. I don't think he's going to be as good as he was last year enough to defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. And, I mean, that's taken a lot for me to say that. But logically, I just have to go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Will, now in the National League Divisional Series, as we did have in 2013, you have the St. Louis Cardinals going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who are you going to take here?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I would have to go with the Cardinals, but, I mean, they've just been tortured with injuries, but still been able to win a couple games recently. But I just think down the road, they're going to need Matt Adams and Adam Wainwright to stay in contention, so I would have to have the Pirates winning this one in five games.
All right, here I'm going to have to – because mine is St. Louis Cardinals going up against the Jets. And I think the Cardinals, even though they lost Matt Adams, and they're 35-18, and they're 8-2 in their past 10 games, and they haven't had Matt Adams or Adam Wainwright for any of those games. 35-18 is an extremely good record, in case you didn't know that. And even though they don't have those guys, they obviously know how to win. They have the pitching to win. They have the hitting to win. They have the defense to win. They have the speed to win. And the Cardinals just always seem to win. And even though they, as I said, they don't have Adam Wainwright, I think they're still the better team here against the Giants. And I think they will prevail in this series.
Okay.
All right, now it's time for the Los Angeles Dodgers up against the Washington Nationals. Will, who do you have here?
Well, so far this year, the Dodgers are doing pretty much better than the Washington Nationals. But, I mean, I think this whole series is going to have to depend on Bryce Harper and if he can get as hard as he was a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to have to take the Nationals in this one.
All right, here I'm going to have to sway a different way from you because I'm just realizing right now that if the Pittsburgh Pirates were in the National League East, they'd be atop the division right next to the Nationals. And they're playing a Los Angeles Dodgers team that is doing outstanding right now. I mean, even though they're 5-5 in the last 10 games, they're still 31-22, which is at Cardinal standards, so to speak. And the Nationals, and they're a good team, but Bryce Harper can't get hot, as you mentioned. Even if he is hot, I think the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw has not been in the playoffs, in case fans, you didn't know that. But even though, that said, I just think they're a better team still and will win in a series against the Nationals.
Yeah, definitely. Also, it's going to have to go down to Clayton Kershaw, and he has been horrific in the playoffs, and I think, but if he has a half as good as what Madison Bumgarner did last year, he can take the Dodgers very far.
All right, and now we have the Pittsburgh Pirates versus the Washington Nationals. Who are you going to take here?
I'm going to have to go with the Nationals, but I think it'll definitely be another great series, Game 7 type thing. And
I mean, for my series, I have the St. Louis Cardinals going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I think that's going to be a great series, personally. But even though the Cardinals will be at home, and a lot of things obviously can happen. But in the end, I just think the better team is going to have to be the Los Angeles Dodgers because, in my opinion, the Dodgers completely revamped what they've done in Los Angeles. They now have team chemistry. And I like that, personally, because, I mean, in past years, it's worked in the regular season, but just something didn't click in the postseason. And I think that thing that didn't click was the fact, I mean, that they didn't really have the team chemistry to win in the playoffs. But I personally think now that they do have the team chemistry and that they will win in a series against the St. Louis Cardinals, who are an extremely tough team to beat in the regular season, let alone in the postseason. But they have Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher on the planet, when he's on. When he's not on, though, he may as well be the worst pitcher because a lot of things just go tumbling down and fast for him. And that's why I personally think the Dodgers will win this in seven. And to go back to your Washington Nationals-Pittsburgh Pirates series, I mean, I think that would be a great National League Championship series. But I'm going to give a little bit of my prediction here. For that, I'd probably take the Nationals in six, just to give a little bit of prediction of that. And I think the only chance that the Pirates would win that series would be in seven, but it'd still be obviously tight. But Dodgers and Royals are for my World Series, and for your World Series, it's the Washington Nationals up against the Kansas City Royals. So, Will, now that that's being said, who do you have winning the World Series?
Well, I think this is going to be one of the best World Series we've ever seen, and I'm going to have to take the Washington Nationals to win this one. I just think they, at times, they can be just such a dynamic team, extremely hard to beat, so I'm going to have to go with them winning.
All right. I'm going to have to go with the Los Angeles Dodgers here because, I mean, as I said, they are the better team in my mind because they up, top to bottom, they can be the best team in the league day in and day out. But they still can have their rough spots. But when they're on, I mean, just like the Angels were last year, they can do some real damage. And I think they're going to be able to do the damage against the Royals. The Royals are going to have another magical postseason, beating tough teams like the Yankees and the Astros. But then they're going to come to the Dodgers, just like they came to the Giants last year. And even though they were on an extreme roll, the Dodgers are a much bigger team, and they will stop them. Because, and to be honest with you, there are a lot of surprise teams that we see in the American League. I mean, the only surprise team that we're not seeing, I mean, real surprise is probably the Detroit Tigers. But, I mean, even they had to go through a tiebreaker to get there. So, I mean, the American League has been one of the biggest surprises yet that we've seen. And Kansas City Royals went through a surprise American League. So, the Dodgers went through a pretty tough American League. They had to beat the Nationals, who you have winning the World Series, and the Cardinals, who are always extremely good. But now that it's a young Kansas City Royals who went through a weak American League, if I'd have to say right now compared to the National League, I mean, I think they're just going to steamroll them over and probably win in five, maybe even four games.
Yeah.
All right, we have to go to break, and I believe Will is leaving us. But after the break, we'll come back and do the All-Star Game debate as promised. So please stay tuned in.
Hold on.
Okay.
Everyone, fans, tonight there's a game, 6 o'clock, Benson versus Will, host versus host. And if you would come when I'm at the plate and Benson's pitching, I would definitely put your chairs well over the fence. You'll even maybe get a souvenir, so yeah.
All right. So we will be talking about that most likely tomorrow at 4:35 p.m. Be sure to tune in to that. And we'll be giving a full detailed run of how every at-bat went. And probably it'll end in 0-3 with 3 strikeouts for Will and 3-3 with 3 dingers for Benson. But we'll see when that happens. All right, we're going to break.
It's been a long without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way in the vibe. Feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship. A friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
NLB, and we have to go to the 7-minute stretch. So I apologize about the All-Star game bait. When we come back, we'll be trying to say something in the closing statements. So please stay tuned. It's time for Take Me Out of the Ballgame.
Thank you.
back on Inside MLB, and it's now time for Say Something. And if I'd like to say something about the show, it's how the Dodgers, for me, have been every single time won the World Series. So you have to say something about that. In my mind, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and they'll be the best team in baseball for a long time. So, again, Will and I are playing in the game tonight. I mean, it's going to be a battle. Hopefully, your favorite host, Benson Fector, will come off on top. Will McElroy might. I mean, he might, but that's about one in a who-knows chance. All right, I like to thank Jason Zenser, Logan Ofer, with the planning and production of Inside MLB, along with MLB.com and assistance with the statistics used on Inside MLB Tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the newest edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Fector, my co-host who joined us for episode of the show today is Will Macklin. You can email us at insidemlb123@gmail.com with your questions or insights. Please have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you.